Pat Mitchell wanted me to do the vagina monologues in Atlanta, the monologue called Cunt. And I didn't really need that in Atlanta at that time of my life. But Pat, and this is Pat's brilliance, is that she when she knows that two people are supposed to be together, she doesn't give up until they're together. And so she kept pushing me and pushing me to go to New York to see Eve perform, because she said, this is the last week that Eve is going to actually be doing the whole vagina monologues by herself. So I went, having no idea what to expect. You know, when I really try to think about when my feminism became rooted in my body as opposed to theoretically in my head, it was during that production. It was not what I expected. I have never laughed so hard or cried so hard in a play, and I know that it was during the laughing part that something shifted in me and the feminism moved from my head into my body. The pride that I feel that with this organization that grew out of this little play, she has raised more money than the entire U.S. government has raised to stop violence against women. I mean, it's the best proof of what one person who's truly motivated and talented can do.